welcome. Yes. Not very deep along here. When you get in the sea, the deep water, when you get out over the big spring. And all you're going to see on this trip here is all down through the glass. Whole lots of this trip here is in talk. Going to tell you all about the river, all about the spring, and all about the fish out here. That wide, long grass you see growing on the bottom, that's called a freshwater eelgrass. Grass that grows here in Florida and all the rivers and freshwater streams, where it's never the water is clear enough get the proper sunlight. This is the largest spring in the world. It flows over 600,000 gallons of water a minute. Water stay the same temperature the year round. 72. This the head of the river, Wakulla River. Wakulla. And your name mean mistress of strange water. We have 14 different species of freshwater fish out here. We have three kinds. We have tame one, and wild. All sorts of little underwater. Green grows, you see on the bottom of our catfish paradise. Now he's coming on submarine garden. All of this little underwater grows, you see in the depth of the water. Here I'm 35 feet. Further we going out this way now, the deeper this water gonna get. Now he's coming to the deep water, the drop off. Big spring. We drops over the ledge right here in this spring in 125 feet. And on the object side over there where we came back over is 185 feet. Underground river that flowing out under the ledge down there was making the big spring. Spring is putting out over 600,000 gallons of water a minute, making an 18-mile dream all the way from the head of the ball to the gulf. Next we're going to see a little fish, catfish convention, and I'm going to call them under the glass. Hey, bullies, don't call them out, please. All right, now. Watch and get them to working. Hey, boys, come here, bullies. Come here, bullies, now. Get them to working. Bunch them up down there. Get them all awakened. Bunch them up this week. Hey, bullies. All right. Well, I didn't get them awake. Bunch them up today, folks. Hey, boys. All right, John. Get in the wagon. Get in the wagon here. I won't feed him a little for you. Let you see him wait. See, if I didn't do nothing for them, they wouldn't do nothing for me. That's the Blue Challenge catfish. They're a good eating kind. Those other larger ones you see down there, other than the catfish, is suckers, mullet and bass, some freshwater sheds. Now we're moving on long on the shallow side over here. That's all solid lime rock, sand bottom line. Head of the whole river here, where the water goes. And now we's coming to nature's flower box. And it's just nature for a plant. They're growing a log in the farm of a box. If I could have grown in that tree right there. Old tree there's holding up from that bank out there, swinging under the water. And you can't tell how long it has been. We have 14 different species of freshwater fish out there. We have brim, shiners, bass, catfish, and all other different kinds. Now in the olden time, when the Indian was around here, they were the one who discovered this spring. And at that time, this was a small little spring. Might as well have said nothing but a dream. Indian had them a mile down the river, about 3 miles, what at home. And by this being on this place, they could find to get good drinking water out the little spring up here on the Indian, pitch them a camping ground. They built them tents on top of the hill where they'd be near by the little spring to get them water. While it was around then, they found them a bee tree. And the only chance they had to get them anything sweet to eat were to rob the wild bees for their honey. Now we's coming to Indian stairway. Right there where the Indian made them steps out the rock. Go down to the little spring to get them water when it was a small little spring. Right you know where the steps start there. All the way from the top of this rock here and going down to the bottom of the spring. That's called Indian stairway. Right there where the spring was getting to start at, where it's putting out over 600,000 gallons of water a minute. It's all coming from under that ledge down there, mysteries of strange water. Where that water coming from, it's nobody knows. As old Indian profile, see the face of that rock right under the bow of the boat up there, where the Indian printed his face on the rock. See that hole going through the rock is his eye. Nose and chin all pointing out there. Now we're moving on towards the deepest point of the spring. 185 feet deep. And this is the main source of the spring right there. That's where the water flowing from under that ledge down there making this big spring. Spring here is so big and large until you can't see the water ball. You just see the settlement. Water flowing under the ledge down there making the big spring. World's largest spring. And this spring, you know, here was 2.5 acres in water in the bowl of the spring. That's where the water coming out from under that ledge down there making this big spring. Take you all the way around this ledge and let you see how it's made up down there. One big spring out in the world large. And now he's coming to the ledge of the rock, right here where Tars and Femnes underwater pictures, where the divers used to go down and put on underwater shows. They had a little glass house sitting on top of the ledge up there where the boys got the oxygen. They'd come out there and dive head first all the way through that little hole in the ledge. Turn the flip backers and fall. They'd put on the same show down there Tarzan did. And on the last go-round of the big spring, next we're going to see now as Henry, the little pole walking fish, one that trained the jumper pole. Call him out there 25 feet under the water, he jumps a pole. Gonna call him out for you. All right, Henry. Want you to meet us at the pole. Wake up now, call you heard what I say. Now you see that little pole laying on the bottom down there, just watch that pole. Come down to jumping, he lay his head on that pole and jump across it on his side. All right, Henry, come on now and get on the job. You junior one, I don't care which one of you worked on. Come on, jump it one time. Don't cut up this evening. Waiting on you, Henry. Now, Henry. Come on, jump it one time. Hey, y'all. Come on back and try it one more time. Now, it ain't gonna hurt you this evening. You junior one, jump it. Hey, y'all. All right. Everybody seem all right? All right, Henry. That's pretty good, Donnie. Henry Junior ain't got some little understudies. Help him out down there sometime. And all this fine grass you see growing on the bottom called a freshwater fern there. Wide, long grass called a freshwater eelgrass. And it's an insect that grows in this grass and all the time for the little fish to feed on. Then the large fish goes in and feed on the small. That's all native growth you see here, nothing planted. This limestone bottom here grows this grass. And everything I showed you out here is nature, nothing planted.